Last time on Left Behind.
Somebody kill them!
Why aren't they shooting?
Kill them in the name of God!
It cost enough trouble.
I plan to summarize this in a small thank you session to the local committee on Saturday at noon.
Do you have an evacuation plan for you, your wife, and Ben Judah?
Working on it.
You're gonna need it.
Rayford, I want to come with you.
What? To Israel?
Ben Judah has called a special meeting for noon on Saturday at the Temple Mount.
Oh, excellent.
I want to kill Nikolai!
Based on Apollyon, the fifth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 54 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Gotta get them out of there, Buck. They're gonna kill Sion Saturday at noon near the Temple Mount. Witnesses, too.
Some kind of bomb?
Exactly.
Doc didn't think Carpathia would try anything there. It's too sacred to the Jews.
Well, that's just it. It'll never be traced to him. You're gonna be gone, right?
Yeah, by 1 a.m.
Good. A replica chopper's been delivered, and as far as I know, everything's in place. Your host is none the wiser?
No, Haim still thinks Carpathia's misunderstood.
Good. Listen, take care, Buck. I'll be in touch.
All right, thanks, Mac.
Is everything set?
Yeah, chopper's ready. We just have to make sure we get out of here.
All right, I know I stayed behind last night, but tonight I want to be there.
Chloe, you need your strength for the trip home.
I'm rested enough. I don't want to miss this. This is history.
Yeah, and unless we catch a few small miracles, so are we.
The sanction against Yaakov is ludicrous, that's why.
But what if the GC escort sees him behind the wheel?
Cameron, they don't care. They will see him behind the wheel and assume a new deal has been made. You know his wife will be along.
What?
And Stefan.
Haim, this is turning into a circus.
And their boss?
Their boss?
You don't know who my driver and valet work for?
You're going?
Indeed. And I want us all jammed into that Mercedes van like a middle school field trip. It will be festive and grand.
Haim, I cannot go along with this.
Don't be silly. You and Sion have been begging me to go. I might even give Sion his audience tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight. He is talking about more terrible things falling from the sky. I predict he will be ready to keep going and convince his old friend to take a heavenly cover.
But he's exhausted after the meetings, and won't you be tired? I mean, maybe tomorrow.
Too tired for a good debate? You don't know how Jews came around, and you certainly don't know your own rabbi. I'm surprised at you, a good missionary, evangelist like you, and you want to postpone the appointment with a prospective convert?
Prospective convert? Really, Haim?
Probably not. But who's to say? You must not treat lightly the curious. Am I right?
Under normal circumstances, no. But you're just having fun with us, right?
A promise is a promise, my young friend. I am a man of my word. You'll see.
You're staying on schedule, right?
Absolutely. We're over the Atlantic right now. Ken's got this thing humming. How's Hattie?
I'm tempted to slip her a Mickey, medical school style. Knock her out for 24 hours.
You're not really considering it, are you?
Nah. It would probably mess up her immune system. But she's driving me bats. I had to physically restrain her to keep her from doing laps up and down the stairs.
The stairs?
Yeah. This rage she feels towards Carpathia is affecting her recovery. Honestly, Ray, it's like trying to corral a toddler. I look up, and there she goes again. Nevertheless.
What?
Well, I'm still struggling with my feelings for her.
Doc, you're lonely. You lost your family. It's understandable, but not real. And if it's turning into a physical attraction...
It's not.
All right. Listen, just behave yourself until we can get back.
Buck, we got a problem.
What's up?
I just walked our route to the helipad to make sure there'd be no surprises.
Yeah?
And the key's gone.
What?
Rosenzweig kept it on a nail next to the access door.
Yeah?
It's gone.
Oh, you think he suspects something?
I don't see how. I was as casual as I could be. I just asked about the history of the house.
Oh, man. Did that door look as solid to you from the inside as it felt to me from the outside?
Well, it's like a brick wall. If we tried to knock it down, we'd wake the dead. Not to mention the guard staff and Haim himself.
Yeah, we gotta find the key. Or get him to tell us what he did with it.
You think Yakov would know anything about it?
Well, if I asked him, he'd know something's up.
But he's a believer now.
Yeah, I'm not saying he'd betray us on purpose, though.
You heard about his wife?
You mean that she's going tonight?
No, not that. Haim said that Yakov claims his wife is now a believer, too. Haim laughed, told me to use my Jesus vision to see if she had the secret mark.
Jesus vision? Oh, that's good. Well, who knows? Maybe after tonight, your Jesus vision will be picking up a mark on our friend Haim as well.
This is the man I told you about, Mr. Williams. Mrs. Williams, this is my wife, Hannah Lore.
Glad to meet you.
Welcome to the family.
My wife, she does not understand English too good.
Well, how about it? Does she have the, secret mark?
As a matter of fact, she does, Doctor.
Oh, good then. You're all one big happy family, aren't you? And how about you, Stefan? Have you joined the ranks of the Tribulation Saints?
Maybe tonight. Almost last night.
My, my, I shall be left in the minority, shan't I?
Sir, your window.
Oh, Jonas.
Sir, I'm sorry to stop you. This is urgent problem. Mr. Fortunato phoned for you. The roads are jammed. He's sending a helicopter. Fortunato, sir, you are on your own if we refuse GC assistance.
Get him on the phone right now.
Yes, sir.
Pull over to the guardhouse.
Yes, sir.
Is there something wrong, Doc?
Nothing a short conversation won't cure.
Here you are, sir.
Leon! No, you listen to me. I am a personal friend of the potentate. He has pledged the security of my guests. I will be sitting with Yakov in the stadium tonight and... Yes, out in the crowd. I refuse to hide backstage. To you, he may be only a driver. But to me, he is part of my family, and he will not be threatened from the very people who promised their safety.
I am calmed down.
No, I am not one of them, but if I find that Nikolai looks upon these devout seekers of God with the contempt that you do, I might just become one of them. As a compromise, yes, I will use an alternate driver. Stefan, Yakov, switch places. But we are on our way, and we expect the protection pledge by the potentate himself. No, I have no interest in... Leon, we are pulling away, and my new driver seems unaware that I am an accorded phone. Goodbye. Stefan, you snake, you nearly pulled the phone off the guardhouse wall.
I am a snake, sir. You put me in the target seat.
Sion. You know what Leon was saying as we pulled away?
I can only imagine.
That he would be happy to give a man of my station a more appropriate title. How could one man be so out of touch with the point of a conversation? All right,
Mac. Thanks.
So what's the word?
Carpathian crew are still at the King David in Jerusalem. Condor's hangar in Tel Aviv.
Ben-Gurion?
Right. I figure they'll ferry Nikolai by chopper out of Jerusalem airport.
So you'll take chopper duty and I'll wait at the airstrip?
As long as nobody knows I'm AWOL, if the word's out, I get spotted taking a GC chopper, things will get hairy.
Well, make up your mind. I mean, you want me standing by or chopper?
What do you think? I still have my high-level security ID, but...
But if they know and you get caught, how am I going to get our people back to the Gulf Stream?
Let me see if Mac has any read on that.
McCallum.
Mac, me again.
Oh. Man, am I glad you called back. I just got the third degree about you. I'm still clean, but they think you went to Jerusalem.
I know I'm gone. Well, as long as they're not setting up a dragnet in the U.S.
Got kind of rather they were. They look hard enough in Jerusalem, they may just find you.
Here's hoping the airport would be too obvious and they wouldn't look there.
Yeah, maybe not, but frankly, Ray, I'd suggest you stay aboard the Gulfstream.
Thanks, Mac. You just answered a very important question.
What? Oh, you weren't going to be doing the chopper work. Not a good idea, Ray. Way too exposed.
No, this is better. Ken's been to Rosenzweig's. Where's Carpathia going
to
be?
He's staying close to the King David, and I filed a mid-morning flight plan to New Babylon out of Tel Aviv tomorrow. He'll be long gone when the attack goes down.
Well, how are you getting him to Tel Aviv?
Helicopter out of Jerusalem Airport.
If these choppers are identical, how will I know which one to borrow?
They're supposed to be side by side, facing south. Take the one to the west. You should be okay. Security's not as tight around the choppers as it is near the Condor.
Have you seen the one David delivered?
No, but it's there. Airport calls and wants to know what to do with it. He would have enjoyed the show, Ray. I pulled a major attitude. Just what do you think you're supposed to do with a backup chopper? Stay the blazes away from it.
Nice going. Look, okay, here's what we'll do. I'll land the Gulfstream and play it like I'm there on business, stopping for fuel and a bite.
Right.
Ken will grab the chopper, take off while I'm refueling.
Good.
Will he be seen once he's airborne?
Not if he heads due south and keeps his lights off. The tricky part is going to be taking off in the Gulfstream 20 minutes later. Ray, you don't want to get cleared too soon before he gets back, or you're going to raise some eyebrows in the tower, and obviously you'll want to use a phone between you two so the tower can't eavesdrop.
Right.
Let's see, 26 is the active runway tonight. There's a hold pad at the top of the runway. Tell ATC you're going to pull off and finish your pre-flight there.
Mm-hmm.
Ken should have no problem landing on the edge of the pad, and if you're lucky, nobody will see the chopper leave or return.
Okay, got it.
Oh, and see if Ken can pull the fuse on the courtesy lights. That Gulfstream has little halogens in the pull-down stairs that will light you guys up like Christmas when you open the door.
Good thought. Anything else?
Yeah, don't get shot.
Another good thought, Mac. Thanks.
You know, Dr. Rosenzweig, I was getting our suitcase down from the hall closet and noticed that key you showed me the other day, it's missing.
Actually, it is not missing if I know where it is it?
No, I just wanted to tell you in case you didn't know.
Were you afraid I would accuse you of taking it?
Well, you know, I have a very bad reputation with small, shiny objects.
It isn't safekeeping. It just seemed foolish of me to leave it hanging right there all these years. Security risk, you know.
Well, in the States, we just don't have many doors that can be key-locked both inside and out.
Really? Akov, you still have that key, do you not?
I do.
I'm certain that is the only key I have for that lock. I can't imagine needing it, but it seems reckless to not have copies made. Yakov will take care of that Monday.
Rayford, I hate to bother you. This seemed important.
What's up?
Hattie spent a lot of time on the phone with a kid named Ernie, a friend of Kent's.
I met him.
Well, she wants to see him.
Does she know he's got to be 10 years younger than she is?
Yeah, about the same age difference as Buck and your daughter.
You're worried about a relationship?
Well, he's a believer. Seems nice enough.
He's a mechanical whiz, but him and Hattie?
You see a problem with that?
Yeah, she's your patient, but she's also a grown woman.
That's not what I'm worried about. She wants him to come here.
Whoa, time out. Not a good idea.
That's what I thought. We don't want him knowing where we are, do we?
No. He's a brother and all, but we don't know who he knows or whether he's mature enough to keep his mouth shut.
That's what I thought. Just checking.
Don't let her even hint at where we're located.
Gotcha. I might reward her for good behavior and run her out to Pelwaukee in a day or two. Let her put a face to a name.
We'll be home before that, Doc. With the exception of David and Mac, the whole tribulation force. Together at last.
Huh.
If everything runs smoothly tonight, that is.
Boldness that can only come from you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Stand with me, Cameron, would you?
It'd be an honor.
I welcome you to the final meeting of this historic conference. I have been asked to tell you that Dr. Benjuda will hold a rally for the local committee tomorrow at noon at the Whaling Room.
I feel a particular
also
burden
joining us tonight,
Cameron.
Doc, you're shaking. Around the world.
Cameron, would you pray for me?
Dr. Rosenzweig, we welcome you.
God, I pray for my brother now.
You have given him such a weight of responsibility, and yet we know we don't do any of this in our own strength, but in the strength and power you give. I put him in your hands. As Daniel prayed, make him a bold witness for you in Jesus' name.
And now, Amen. I invite you to listen to a message from the Word of God.
Thank you. Thank you. Please, beloved, God has put something on my heart tonight. Plenty has been said. I can add nothing to what has been happening in many hearts these last few days. So even before I open His Word, I feel led to invite seekers to come forward and receive Christ. You know the truth. God has gotten your attention. You need no other argument. You need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that He died for thee. I ask those of you who are near the front who are believers, pray with someone, anyone who asks you. If you can't make it to the front, pray with someone where you are, but don't delay. We have not needed translators here, and reports tell us the same miracle of understanding has happened on television as well. If you understand neither Hebrew nor English, but still understand every word I'm saying, I'm happy to tell you that God is at work in your mind. God is also at work in your heart. You do not have to be with us physically to receive Christ tonight. All you need is to tell God that you know you are a sinner and separated from Him. Tell Him you know that nothing you can do for yourself will earn your way to Him. Tell Him you believe that He sent His Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sins, that He was raised from the dead and is coming yet again to the earth. I believe millions all over the world are joining the great soul harvest that shall produce tribulation saints and martyrs, a multitude that cannot be numbered.
Still on schedule to touch down at midnight.
Oh,
sorry. Didn't mean to wake you.
I wasn't really sleeping. Just thinking.
You know, if everything Doc Benjuda says is true, we're going to spend half our time just trying to stay alive. What are we going to do when we can't buy or sell because we don't have the mark?
Like Tsun said, we have to start stockpiling.
You realize what that means? We are going to be a whole separate society. Invisible. There might be a billion of us, but we're still going to be in the minority. And we're still going to be seen as criminals.
Yeah, don't I know it.
Food, power, sanitation, transportation, all controlled by the GC. How much money we got?
The Trib Force? Not much. Buck and I made good salaries, but that's gone. Joan and Chloe have no sources of income either. We can hardly expect Mac and David to carry us. I haven't talked to Floyd about any reserves he might have.
I got a good bit stashed away.
So do Buck and I, but nothing like we're going to need for aircraft and fuel, let alone survival. What's that?
I've been making some notes. Doing a lot of thinking. I know we never signed anything or made any pledges when we joined. But we may have to get formal about giving everything we have to the cause.
You mean ask everybody to make all their resources available?
If they're serious about joining.
Well, I'm willing. And I know Buck and Chloe and Sean would be. It's just we don't have much. Between Buck and I, we wouldn't have more than $500,000. I mean, that used to sound like a lot, but it won't last long. I won't finance any offensive against Carpathia.
Well, you better get that converted to gold, and fast.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm 90% precious metal.
Huh.
As soon as we went to those three currencies, I could see what was coming. Now we're down to one, and no matter what happens, I got a tradable commodity. I've been living alone, running charters for 20 years. I don't mind telling you, buddy. I've made millions and saved almost 80% of it.
Did I mention the annual dues for being a member of the Trib Force?
Yeah, right. We got, what, less than 5 years left? Bottom line, I want to buy a couple of these Gulf Streams. Then I want to put in an offer on Palwaukee.
The airport?
It's virtually a ghost strip now anyhow. Owner tells me I run more flights out of there than anyone.
You have been thinking, haven't you?
Yeah, about more than that, too. This here notepad's filled with ideas. Farming co-ops, sea harvesting operation, even private banking.
Sea harvesting?
Yeah, I read about Carpathia doling out royalties to his 10 leaders for the rights to harvest their waterways for food and oil. I mean, he could easily shut down somebody's farm, bomb it, raid it, burn it, confiscate equipment, all that. But how can he patrol all the oceans? We get believers who have fishing experience and equipment. I'm talking about commercial guys here. And we provide them a market of millions of saints who process the shipping and billing, take a reasonable percentage, and finance the work of the tribulation force.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
Thought I was a clod kicker, didn't you?
You have a background in this, or?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you, buddy.
I'd believe anything right now.
London School of Economics.
You're putting me on.
Told you.
You're serious?
It was 35 years ago, but yeah. Mustered out of the Air Force, planned to go commercial, but wanted to bum around Europe first. Wound up liking England. Knocked over LSE with my high school records.
You did well in high school.
Salutatorian, baby. Made the speech and everything.
Oh, man.
Thought I was going to be an English teacher. I only talk like this because, well, it's easier, but yours truly is eminently cognizant of the grammatical parameters.
Boy, you're just full of surprises, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
My text tonight, is Revelation 8:13.
Doc, what are you doing? Are you all right?
I think so. Are you willing to read the passage for me if I need you to?
Well, sure. Right now?
I prefer to try, but I'll call on you if I need you.
All right. I'll be right here. What in the world? Moshe! Eli!
Show thyself not to thine enemy. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
Resist. Steadfast in the faith.
Bear with me. This passage warns that once the earth has been darkened by a third, 3 terrible woes will follow. These are particularly ominous, so much so that they will be announced from heaven in advance.
My beloved brethren, the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the 3 angels, which are yet to sound.
No.
Steady. Don't fire until I get...
They're coming out with you.
Hold your fire.
If we never meet again this side of heaven, or in the millennial kingdom our Savior sets up on earth, I shall greet you on the internet and teach from Revelation 9. Godspeed as you share the gospel of Christ with the whole world. Get our passengers into the van as quickly as possible. It is time to go.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Apollyon by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Busteed. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.